On today's Tech Help for Churches, sharing your faith on Twitter. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk all about using the web, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions and join the conversation, by the way. So just do so right below the video. If you're watching this on video, if you're listening to the audio, drop me a line either on at paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com or Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanClif on Twitter, which is what we're talking about today. So I've noticed a few things that I find a little disturbing in my interactions on Twitter, and I thought that I'd share a little bit, basically some ideas on how we could do better as members of the Church of Jesus. So first off, I want to clarify a few things and then we'll go from there. I think it's wonderful when people want to share their faith, but I think it's done clumsily a lot of times, kind of out of a sense of duty, not out of a sense of love. So with that thought in mind, let's clarify a couple of things. First off, words mean things. What I mean by that is, depending on who you're talking to, you use different words. Well, let me give you a perfect example. This is a word that I actually used in seminary, perspicuity. Do you know what that means? Yeah, most people didn't. I didn't before I went to the seminary. It means that scripture is clear enough that a person of average intelligence could reach a saving knowledge of Jesus just through reading it. Perspicuity. I only use that word when I'm pointing out large words. So it's really not all that helpful. But once I told you what it meant, if I just said that, a lot of people would say, oh yeah, I agree that the Bible's clear enough that most people could get what they need out of it. See, that's different. So who you're talking to should influence the words that you use. Let's think about how Jesus interacted with people. He talked all about things like yeast and seeds. Just normal things that the people that were talking to him could understand. Yet he knew more words, he knew more about everything than anyone who has ever lived before or has ever lived since. So he could have talked down to all of us, but instead he engaged on our level. He didn't talk above our heads. He talked right to us so that we could understand. What's funny is that there are certain words that instead of translating them into English equivalents, we've just transliterated them. By that I mean we've taken the Greek or the Latin or the Aramaic, what have you. We've taken those letters, changed them into Latin letters for something like English, and then we try and say them with an American accent. Baptism. You know what that word actually means? Wash. So John the Baptizer or John the Baptist was not a member of the Baptist denomination, even though I grew up Baptist. He was, in fact, so they would have thought of him as the guy that washes. John the Washer. See? Very common. So words mean things. Secondly, please choose what marks you. I was on Twitter one time and I was looking at the people who were following me, and there was someone who said, "I'm a Christian and I'm against illegal immigrants." Now, maybe what he meant, giving him the benefit of the doubt, was maybe he meant, "I'm against illegal immigration." Maybe. But that's not what he said. So, what he was came across as, Christianity is synonymous with hating a group of people. Being against a group of people. Not what they do, but the group of people themselves. That's a little bit of a problem. Really, it is. So, please be careful what defines you. Please be careful of how you label yourself. Next, please don't be tricky. There is a leadership conference that came to my town a few years ago, and I thought, wow, that's a really great price. Even I could afford it. So I looked it up and I thought, you know, this has got to be too good to be true because it was some really well-known people. So I looked it up and the reviews were split about 50-50, but it wasn't like some people were like, yeah, take it or leave it. And others were like, yeah, I guess I got a little out of it. No. It was much more strident than that. People either thought it was the best thing they'd ever been to, or the biggest ripoff they've ever been to, even with a low price. Further research showed that this was a Christian conference, but it wasn't advertised like a Christian conference. It was advertised like a secular leadership conference. So the people that were really mad thought they were going to a secular leadership conference, and they felt like they'd gotten a bait and switch. Now, contrast that with Dave Ramsey or the Willow Creek Global Leadership Summit, which do not hide the fact that they're Christian. If you get there and you don't know that they're Christian, that's your fault. You just have not been paying attention, because they're way out in front with it. I think that there's something to that. With this conference that I will not name, it felt like we're ashamed of who we are until we've got you here, and then we'll sucker you in. That's no good. That's not what the gospel's about. Please be forthright. We're not trying to hook fish. We're trying to help people. Next, remember that people already know they're sinners. Now, they may not use the word. In fact, they might find the word offensive. But what I mean is they already have regrets. There are already things in their lives that they think, man, I wish I could take that back. You don't have to convince someone that they have problems in their life that they're not perfect. Well, for the most part, occasionally you'll run across someone that thinks that they are perfect, they have no regrets, etc. You're not going to convince them by telling them they're a sinner and they're going to hell. They need something else. But the people that know that they're a sinner, although they might not use those words, those people might be immediately turned off by you telling them that, because what they hear is, I'm better than you, as opposed to what you might be trying to say, which is, man, it's horrible, the human condition. We're all in need of some sort of help. You see how they sound different? So remember, people have regrets. They have things that they would like to change. They might not use the word sin, but we know that that's what it is. So please, you don't need to tell people they're going to hell because they're horrible. Just talk about the solution to the problem, which they already agree that they have. Finally, don't be impatient. Remember, it's in the Bible. Paul plants, Apollos waters, but God gives the growth. Might be remembering that a little out of order. It might be Apollos plants, Paul waters, but God gives the growth. But the result is the same. Your only goal in evangelism should be to help someone take a step, one step in the right direction. Now, that might be the final step into faith, or it might be just a step into questioning, being interested, etc. You haven't failed if someone goes from disinterested to slightly curious. That's movement. Remember, God is invested in people coming to know Him. If He wants them to come to know Him, He's invested in it. And so we don't have to necessarily try and have every single interaction lead to a conversion right then. We can be patient. God is patient. God knows the entirety of this person's life and can orchestrate events and tweak things even in their cellular makeup to give them every opportunity. So don't shrink back. Feel empowered by the fact that your role in them coming to know Jesus might be itty-bitty, but it might be huge. You just don't know. So I hope that that helps you. I hope that you can use these tips as you're on Twitter, limited as you are by 140 characters, and you can use it to go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to sign up for updates at trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. I've actually just added an additional gift. If you're into ProPresenter 5, which is what I talk about a lot on Tuesdays, I think you'll like it. So head on over there. You can also get the electronic copy of Tweeting Church or my video course. Any of those things are available for you. Till next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.